So as I've mentioned now, communications is a two-way street, and it's sometimes not about what we say, it's sometimes more about how well we listen. So in this video, I just want to present you with some of the core skills that you just want to be getting your head around. And I'm going to welcome back Karen in the next clip. We're going to have a coaching-based discussion where all I'm going to be utilising and practising are those skills. Are you with me? So, I've covered most of them by now already. I just want to now just help you to see the bigger picture of all of the main communication skills we want to be building into our repertoire of interpersonal coaching resources, all right, within ourselves. So what have we looked at so far? We've looked at attending. You get that one. It's about really attending a person. Could you imagine, right, give you another example of this. Imagine if you were to attend a music festival. Or imagine if you were to attend some sort of event. Say perhaps you're into some sort of religion. You perhaps might be part of a certain religion. What would happen when you go along to your local religious ceremonies or events? Perhaps a church service or a worship service or something like this. You go along and you attend. When we attend, we are fully there. We're fully present. We're there not just in mind, but also in body. We're there wholeheartedly and fully. Attending is all about turning up in the context of our day-to-day relationships in exactly the same way. All right, sometimes when our coaching clients experience being attended in a coaching context, this can be such a powerful experience for them, especially if they've never experienced this depth of connection before. This can really spur them on to become better and so much more effective in their own relationships. Remember, coaching sometimes not just about what we say, sometimes it's more about how we are for them. People will model us at times if we give them and set a really good example. Immediacy, I've already looked at, we've looked at this as well. It's about us just sometimes saying what we see. If a person is looking down at the ground, oh, you're looking down at the ground. And that's it, we're not asking questions, we're just literally making statements. You're looking down at the ground. You're smiling. Oh, you've just flicked your hair, what's that about? We're just genuinely interested. We're responding to their posture, their body movements. If their eyes start flickering, oh, there's something going on with your eyes right now. What's that about? Oh, if a person seems like they're perhaps getting a little bit restless or anxious or stressed, oh, you just seem like I've just triggered something in you right now. What's this about? And again, we're just coming from this place of natural intrigue. All right, we're there to understand the person. We're here to keep the channels of communication open. We're here to remain connected. And as long as we are coming from this place of intrigue where we're here to understand the person, the connection will remain intact, all right, and strong. But if we are going to practice immediacy, and if we are actually attending someone, then we've got to be actively listening. Right, we cannot afford to have any agenda in our minds. We can't have any bullet points or points or ideas or stories that we really want to tell for the purpose of saying something. We've got to be here to listen and hear so we can respond more to what's being said to us than what we're thinking about or what we're wanting to say. You with me? This is the difference between connection and disconnection. Granted, we can be attending someone in body, but our minds could be a million miles away where we're too busy thinking, right, what's the best next question I could ask right now? What's the next best thing that I could say that's going to help them to see things differently right now? And if we are focusing more on what's going on inside of our heads than what this other person's actually saying, we're choosing disconnection over connection, all right? It's a very simple idea, but it's one that most people are guilty of doing, all right, most days. So, remember, self-awareness first, self-management second, social awareness third, social management fourth. Last but not least, we've got to go there first, friends. Being positive outcome focused. Now, this is an interesting one, all right? Because many of our clients, when they come to us for coaching, and this is the same pretty much regardless of which of the helping modalities you choose to go down. It might be the case you go on to become an alternative therapist. You might want to build some coaching processes into your overall offering. You might want to be a counselor. You might want to be a teacher or a masseuse or something like that who just coaches people in the background, and that's all fine, all right? But it's imperative that we remain positive outcome focused. Why? Because most people have this tendency of gravitating towards the negative or towards the worst case scenario or catastrophes or the past, all that kind of stuff. as coaches, it's imperative that we're always keeping our focus moving forward and moving forward. And what do we want? And what do we want? And how do we see this working? And what's the best possible outcome here? And what lesson can we learn from this so that we don't make the same mistake again moving forward? Let's think about that Bill Clinton story from ages ago, remember? He went for a walk through his city and a lady came up to him, totally irate, talking about all these problems and society-wide issues. And then Bill Clinton said to her, "Dear woman, and what do you want?" And it caught her off guard, and then she then had to think. She was so busy focusing on what she didn't want, she didn't take much time to think about what she actually did want. And what's true in that story is true for most people all of the time. All right? Do you know how well you will be received if you become the kind of person that can just simply master the art of helping people shift their focus away from what they don't want and towards what they do? All right? Seriously, see, back at the start when I started coaching people, I didn't have a process. I didn't really know what I was doing. All I knew was as long as I can help people shift their focus, then, well, that's a start. So people would come in, and in the first session, I would literally be attending them. I'd be using immediacy. I'd learned all this through studying counselling. I'd be actively listening, then asking good questions or questions that I was really interested in understanding the answers to. All right. And then just simply listen out for times when people would say, "Oh, and in the past, this happened to me and that happened," and I'd give them a few minutes and let them dwell in it, and then I would simply shift the focus. So I'm wondering, if there was a lesson that you could learn from that you could build into your future, what would it be? And just watch people's faces go, "Huh? Oh, never thought about that." I would usually just be inclined to focus and dwell on all these hard, tough things that I've had going on in the past. When we become positive outcome focused, we generally contradict much of modern society. Look at the news, right? When does the news ever focus on the positive outcomes that are happening in our society? Never. War, doom and gloom. This politician's doing this. This person's been murdered. This person over here has committed that absolutely horrendous act and crime. Most people naturally focus on the negative. This is kind of like how we're bred and raised as a human race, isn't it? So when people like us come along who can just simply help our clients direct their focus away from the negative and towards the positive, we can be perceived as being absolutely fantastic and awesome. And coaching doesn't have to be much more difficult than this, I promise you. All right, reflecting back, well, I guess what lesson I could learn from this terrible past experience is that I'm an overcomer. You know, I can overcome challenges and issues when they come my way. Reflecting back, so you're an overcomer. Well, what does this mean about where you're at today in this life situation you're going through? What does this mean? You're an overcomer. You've overcome this thing in the past. Really? And what does this mean? And we're just then reflecting back the positive things that they say. All right. It affirms them. It validates them. And when we reflect back, the positive becomes a real anchor. Right? When two or more people come into agreement, powerful things happen. Right? I've generally found in life. So, of course, it goes without saying, we want to ask non-directed questions. What does this mean? What might that mean? For what purpose would you want to do this? What will this thing give you? We ask questions. We don't want to direct and guide people into boxes. I'll share with you a really cool questioning framework in a few videos time called the Hierarchy of Ideas, which involves us chunking down. We chunk up to find the reason why people, you know, say and do the things they do for the purpose of understanding. And then we chunk down to get into the nitty-gritty details, the finite details, the ins and outs of what people do when they're, you know, doing what they do for a certain reason. This will become apparent shortly. But our questions want to be non-directed. We don't ever want to be boxing people in. Appropriate silence, all right? Have you ever heard that song? I think it was Ronan Keating. He said that you say it best when you say nothing at all. Well, what's true for Ronan Keating is also true for us, especially as life coaches. Right? Granted, this course, I'm doing a lot of the talking, But I'm inviting you in between videos to take a little bit of time to reflect, right? This is how things must be. You take an appropriate silence to reflect upon these ideas that I'm sharing with you, apply them to yourself, try them on, see if they fit, how they might fit, how they might serve you moving forward as you're looking towards some positive focused outcomes. All right? And in the same way, we want to be offering our clients appropriate silence. I'll demonstrate this in the next demonstration with Karen, where I might ask her some non-directed questions, but just because Karen goes silent doesn't mean that I have to fill the void. You know, this is sometimes going back in the early days of being a life coach, I used to struggle with this one. Right, when a client would go silent, I would, oh my goodness, this silence actually makes me feel more awkward than my client. So I would fill the gap by saying some stuff. What I'm saying is silence can be one of the most powerful communication skills that we build into our toolbox. So these are the core skills. It's one thing looking at them all here on a practical educational level, but then it's something else seeing them put into practice. So in the next conversation, it's going to be a coaching session of sorts, pretty undirected. Again, I'm going to attend Karen. I'm going to use the core skill of immediacy, and then we're just going to see where the conversation goes. All right. Once the conversation or the discussion or the session's over, we'll then just unpack it and we'll talk about how I've put these core skills into practice, so that you can see how you can put them into practice also. So I hope you found this interesting, and I'll see you again in the next clip.